This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home. Well, hey, families, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy that you are here for a new episode. This one is good, you guys. We're talking about sensitive kids in this episode, and our guest on the show today, Jen Harrison, is just so full of incredible wisdom. She's a parenting coach, and she specifically helps parents who feel like they have those kids that are super sensitive or highly reactive. And honestly, what she's talking to us today, you guys, is so just timely, because one of the points that you're going to hear us discuss is how sensitive children are sensitive to their parents' emotions. And oh my gosh, raise your hand if your emotions have just been all over the place over the last year and a half, right? Yeah, of course we're having like heightened emotions during this really weird season of life. So I think it's just so valuable that we have a discussion around how our kids can feel that and what do we do about that, and how can we just have a family unit that is full of peace and connection and support for one another. And Jen just brings, like I said, just some really good, incredible bits of wisdom to the table today. So enjoy this episode. And if you don't follow or subscribe to the Fresh Start Family Show yet, make sure you look right down at your device that you're listening to right now and make sure you push that subscribe button or that follow button. This will really make sure that you get notified each week when we have a new episode drop. And also, if any of you are raising sensitive kids or strong-willed kids or children that I like to call cactus kids, right? Kids who push back a lot or maybe are highly reactive, I want to encourage you to make sure you go grab our free guide to raising strong-willed kids with integrity. You can find it right on the homepage of our website, freshstartfamilyonline.com. And when you receive that free download, you're going to find some really good encouragement that you're not alone and there are things you can do to connect with and influence your strong-willed kid with integrity so you can take a break from using fear and force and overpowering and controlling and all those things that feel like crap when you lay your head on your pillow at night. So I want to help you get to higher ground. Parents, if you are raising strong-willed kids, go grab that strong-willed guide. Make sure you are subscribed or that you follow the Fresh Start Family Show over on iTunes. And without further ado, enjoy this episode with Jen Harrison.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of loving kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hello there, listeners, and welcome to a new episode of the Fresh Start Family Show. I'm so excited to be here this morning with Jen Harrison. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning. Great to be here with you.
Yes, we are so happy to speak with you today, Jen, about how to parent a sensitive child. So many listeners are going to just learn so much from you, Jen. There are definitely a lot of beautiful, sensitive kids out there in the world, and your work is just so admirable, the way you support families and help families. I want to have you introduce yourself here in a second and tell us about your journey. But to parents, just to give you a little bit more insight about who Jen is, she has coached almost 1,000 parents worldwide during the last 10 years. And in 99% of the cases, I love that you have these statistics, Jen, She's successfully helped them improve their lives at home within a matter of weeks. She has been featured in British magazines as a parenting advice expert and has been featured as an in-house coach for the online children's growth mindset company, Big Life Journal. I love that. Jen has been named the Child Whisperer by, my notes are a little bit messed up here, but what was, who named you the Child Whisperer, Jen?
Parents. That was from a parent. Yeah.
My printer like messed up my notes there. And by famous American actress, L.A. Baker, who played Ellen in Will and Grace. That's so cool. Mm. So she's amazing, you guys. She has a track record for showing moms how to reduce their children's anger and anxiety by 80% within 6 weeks or less. She's a children's author and loves writing when she is not coaching parents over Zoom or FaceTime. So my goodness, Jen, this is awesome. Take a moment, if you would, to tell us just a little bit about your journey, how you became a helper to families in this capacity, why you're so passionate about serving families and parents, and just a bit more about your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I think really my journey began when I was supporting a boy, 5-year-old boy with autism in the classroom. And really that was one, I've always worked with children. So before I started coaching Amazing Parents, I was spending a lot of my career with children. So in schools and in nurseries and things like that. And there was one particular little boy that I was caring for. And it all started there, and really at that point in time I was studying alongside that role that I had within the school. And it was one particular day, another parent came in, so not this little boy, this other mum, and she'd been called in by the teacher because her son was misbehaving, as the teacher would put it, and you know, the teachers didn't really have any tools or ideas of what to do at that time with him. And I just never forget, and this is years ago, and you know how just things stick with you, and I never forget, this parent said to the teacher, well, what can I be doing at home, like what can I do and what can I be doing differently at home? And I just recall that the teacher, that particular teacher, didn't really have anything constructive to advise apart from kind of like the generic, like, you know, you could try this or have a word with him or maybe like reward charts, or but nothing that really was tangible or going to make a difference. And I think just through that role within that classroom as a support teacher, I got to see how many kids were really struggling. And, you know, we're talking about 4 and 5-year-old children that are struggling with anxiety, anger. And it just really stood out to me. And really, like, the passion to help parents and children, I guess, started there. But the passion that ignited about 3 years ago for sensitive children really came off the back of my own journey. Of being now what I know is I would have been a highly sensitive child, and then realizing that in my early 30s, and then going through my own healing journey and almost like reparenting myself, and then really seeing everything really clearly, joining the dots and recognizing that so many things that I struggled with in my early adulthood stemmed from my childhood. And really I've just put all the pieces together, and I think like the passion the passion and the drive comes from my own struggles in life and wanting to help other people like find a better way. Now I know what was causing all of that. Now I can help other people find a path that they don't need to go down the path that I went down. And I just see so many, especially at the moment, so many families really struggling where they might have had challenges already. But during this past year, obviously those challenges have come to the surface even more because families are at home more together, and there are more challenges on top of the challenges that they already had. So yeah, I'm just so grateful and blessed I get to call this work and I get to do this every day because I genuinely love supporting parents and children.
Oh, I love it so much. I love it so much. Yeah. That and the sensitive children is such a I have such a heart for them too. You know, I know in my work, it's the kids that challenge us the most, almost, that invite us in to learn and grow and can be such catalysts for change within our own lives, right?
Yeah.
And so they are such a blessing and they can be so misunderstood. And I love that you really just have such a great call to action that for families, if they feel like their kiddo is, you know, struggling with this extreme sensitivity, that you just invite them right in. And I love, Jen, even seeing today you on Instagram. I love following you on Instagram. You have such beautiful, positive messages all the time. Mm-hmm. But just today you were sharing, you know, it can be so easy to fall into that mindset of like, something's wrong with me, you know, and I loved how you were calling your community to remember that every parent who steps in to learn more about how to work with their sensitive kid, how to learn and grow, all the things that happen once we really step into learning, they're exceptional parents. Even if they are freaking out right now and having meltdowns all day, their kids having meltdowns, just by listening right now to this interview with you, just by purposely and intentionally saying, raising their hand and saying, you know what, something's going on here. Help me understand, help me learn and grow, help me break generational painful cycles. It makes them exceptional parents. And I love that you encourage everyone to remember that.
Yeah, it really does. And that Instagram story was, I'd literally just come off a call with two parents in the US. And then I went straight onto Instagram to do that story because I had just been sharing that exact same thing with a little boy's mum and dad, because this is what I hear parents say on a regular basis. They assume that they're not doing a good job. They assume that, you know, what have I done wrong? Am I a bad person? Am I a bad parent? And I don't think that parents realize that they are exceptional and that they are doing their best. And the reason that they, as one parent said to me today, he said, whatever we're doing, he said it isn't working. And we were talking about breaking generational patterns. And he said, for me, first of all, it's that what I'm doing, how I'm reacting to my child, he said, it's not even working for him. Like he said, it's actually backfiring. Not the discipline that he knew as a child wasn't working for him as he was parenting his son. So he could see it wasn't working. But yeah, just helping parents recognize that the way that we react to each other and to children, you know, whether you're a parent or a person, like this isn't just about parenting as well. It all stems from what we saw and heard as kids ourselves. So how could we possibly say, you know, that we're a bad person when we're only doing our best based on what we experienced as a child? We can only emulate what we learned growing up ourselves. So to step into learning and to stand up and say, you know, what I'm doing isn't working, can you please help me, takes huge humility. To say, I'm not doing something that's working, my way isn't working, please help me. So yeah, I just wanted to remind everyone today on Instagram that they are exceptional, because I think people, and I don't know whether this is just a British thing or whether you find this there as well, or it's maybe an international thing, but some people struggle to ask for help. And I think especially parents do, because they assume that they should know all the answers. It's like, well, I chose to have a child, therefore I assume that I should just know everything. And I think there's this stigma when parents are asking for help. So I just wanted to remind people today that they are exceptional. The people that I work with are exceptional, whether they have a child that's struggling with anxiety or anger or whatever it is that they're struggling with right now. Those parents are amazing. And I think more people need to realize that asking for help is what we all need to do. I wouldn't be here today teaching this if I hadn't asked for help in the first place. I wouldn't be able to offer you anything today. I wouldn't be on this podcast. I had to go and learn this myself, and I had to raise my hand more than several times. And I still do now. I still ask for help because it's the only way that I learn and grow. So, you know, we're all here to learn and grow, I believe, as well.
Yes, it's so true. And it is such a stigma that if you have to ask for help, then something's wrong with you, you know, or that parenting classes are for, you know, parents with problems or kids with problems, where it's not, it's just everybody needs support. And I believe humility is a superpower that, holy smokes, teaches children so many incredible lessons. And yeah, it's just, if you got blessed with a kiddo that has you know, a tendency to struggle with some things, then it's time to step into learning and ask for help and accept the help. So beautiful. Yeah. Okay, well, good. Well, talk to us about how parents need to have self-care in order for them to have something to give to their kids emotionally. Because, oh my goodness, especially right now, I'm pretty sure there's so many parents who are running on empty. So talk to us, Jen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's just a key principle that I've learned and that I teach other people, which is this: we can only give what we have to give. So I really encourage everybody listening to write that down. We can only give what we have to give. It's like I have on my desk right now an empty bottle. There's nothing in it. To imagine that I can start pouring out of that bottle and, I don't know, watering a plant, for example, is crazy, because there's no water in there. But the thing is I see parents every single day believe that even when they are running on empty and they're tired and they're struggling themselves, especially at the moment, you know, trying to homeschool and trying to work at the same time and having all of the pressures that many families are feeling this past year, it's crazy to believe that, well, I should just be able to keep giving to my child because they're my child. So I think really, when I coach parents, so many parents struggle with this idea of self-care. And I think a lot of it stems from not being shown it yourself as a child. So I think when you think back to your own childhood, did you ever see your mum or dad demonstrate self-care? And a lot of many people that I speak to say no. I've never learned that. I think self-care is selfish. Like, so many people believe that self-care is selfish. And I turn that around. I say to people, it's actually selfish not to self-care, because you're not going to have anything to give to your children. And sensitive children are very perceptive, so they pick up on how you feel. So if you're running on empty, and if you're stressed and you're tired or feeling anxious right now, if you don't choose to do something about that, and I'll go into a moment some like practical ways of how you can self-care, because I think even self-care, some people struggle with what that even looks like. So we can go into that in a moment. But we really have to recognize that if you choose not to do that, it's selfish not to, because your child, especially if they're highly sensitive, they're going to sense how you feel. So you're showing up to the day with nothing to give. And they pick up on that. They pick up on your emotions anyway.
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you can end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
So that's just to sort of reframe it to anybody listening that thinks, yeah, but I need to put my children first. Actually, you need to put yourself first. One thing that I've learned about the family dynamic that I think goes against what a lot of people think a family dynamic should look like, but I've really come to see why I think it's best that it does look this way. Is that if you're a single parent there in the home, then you want to make sure that you're topping up your bucket or water bottle in my case. Yeah. Top yourself up. Do what you need to do. I said to a parent today, think about how many things you can take off your plate this week, because I could see she was running on empty and she was overwhelmed. So I said, have a think how many things you can take off of your plate this week. That's if you're single parenting, so you're not currently in a relationship and you are at home with your child. Now, if you are married or in a relationship with your child, again, my advice is it's self-care for you first. So you have to do things to top yourself up first. Then, and this is what goes against how many people think, then you have to look towards your partner and ask yourself, how am I feeling in our relationship? How can I, now I've topped up my bucket, my bottle, how can I now pour a little bit into your bottle? How can I think about how you're feeling? How can I care for you? Now, so many parents say to me, oh, but I need to put my children first. So the family dynamic goes me, well, actually it doesn't go me. Most family dynamics go the children, possibly you, then your partner, or your children, your partner, you. It's backwards. And I feel like we can look at the statistics of child anxiety and look at children's mental health in this world right now. I feel like we can look at the divorce rates in this world right now. And I am pretty confident that those statistics tell us that what most people are doing isn't working. It's not effective. Yeah. So we need to look at ourselves first, top up me first, then I look to my partner. I learn how to show love to him and how to make sure we're on the same page, especially in parenting. That's a real struggle for many parents, being on the same page with how to parent together. And then when we're both feeling strong, when we're both feeling connected, when we're feeling good, we've naturally got more to give to the children. So we're both topped up, and now we're going to share that with the children and pull that love down. So that's really what I recommend and suggest, that the family dynamic looks like, that we self-care first, we share that with our partner, and then naturally, because we're both feeling good, that trickles down to the children, and the children sense that, oh, like, great, mum and dad are, you know, communicating, they're not arguing, and the whole family environment just feels peaceful because of that. But let's look at so practical ways, like how what does self-care look like? Because a lot of people you know, might think it's just like have a bubble bath or have a massage, or, you know, but it's practical things. Like I said to this mum in the US today, I said, how many things can you take off your plate this week? I don't know about you, but I think as women are great about with putting more, like trying to juggle everything, basically, like putting lots of things onto our plates. And I know that so many parents right now feel like they have a lot on their plate. I feel like at the moment we have to, and this is something that I've been realizing and recognizing in my own life as well this past month, really. I feel like we need to look at what season we're in right now. We need to look at what season am I in? So that can look like the season as in the actual season, like as in the calendar. So right now here we're in the winter in the UK. Also, what season in life am I in? You know, if you've just had a young baby, if you've got young toddlers running around, that is a particular season that you're in. So you need to look at your plate and ask yourself, are you expecting too much of yourself by trying to do all of these other things whilst you've got a really young child at home? I think the other thing at the moment is recognizing the season that most of us are in throughout the world right now. That life's very different at the moment, and I'm very, very hopeful that this is going to change, and I'm very hopeful that there's a lot of positive things ahead. But right now we're in a tough season. Things don't feel the same, and we need to recognize that there's more stresses right now. We have more things being put onto our plates, such as parents trying to homeschool and work at home at the same time in many cases. So because of that, it take more things off your plate where you are trying to do, I don't know, studying something or all these other courses, or you were trying to, like, whatever it was for you, just recognize that you're in a tougher season right now. So you need to take a few more things off your plate.
Oh, Jen, I love all of that about self-care. I know when I first started learning about this concept, I was always given the analogy of if you're on an airplane and God forbid it goes down, it starts to go down, you cannot save your child unless you put the oxygen mask on yourself, right? You have to get yourself the oxygen so you don't pass out, because you can't help anybody if you're unconscious. So that always... Yes, that always helped me. And then I love this idea of what can you take off your plate, and even what can you trade, right? Like, because we're talking about the courage to ask for support, you know, whether it's through coaching programs that you have, you know, educational parenting programs I have, or therapy, or whatever it is. But it's a season where it's sometimes you might need to trade something out, you know, whether it's Instagram scrolling or, you know, you know, whatever it may be, happy hour with your girlfriends. I know that's crucial. We don't want to trade that out, but at the same time, like sometimes you might need to trade something out, because I believe that getting the support that you need is a form of self-care, right? So if you're Absolutely. Struggling with the scarcity thoughts, you have low self-confidence, you are lacking self-control, you don't really know how to express anger without hurting somebody. You don't know what self-compassion looks like. You beat yourself up all the time. Like health-wise, like you're not exercising, you're not putting healthy foods in your body, you're sleeping like crap, you doubt yourself, like all those things, fearing the worst. Like when you get supported and you are able to get some relief in all of those areas, that is self-care, right? Like I know we always think of, we always think of the bubble baths and the jogs and all that stuff, and taking stuff off your plate is such a great example. There's so many things we could think of with self-care, and getting that support that you need is just so crucial. So I love
that.
Okay. Well, tell us about that it takes a village to raise a child. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think really it's kind of what we've just spoken about, really. Recognizing that so many parents that I speak to almost feel like they should just know all of this stuff. And the past 2 years, I've started to recognize the power of group coaching. So the power of being within a group. So just being around other people. And in fact, just on my group call today, I said, you know, this is a group, but this is, I'm starting to love the word exceptional, because I've been using exceptional today. I said to my group, I said, you know, this is a group of exceptional parents and exceptional people. And this is a group where people are not just talking about their problems, but they're doing something about them. So they're asking for help. They're not just talking about their problems. They're wanting to share their problems, but also then resolve them and get support. And it really does take a village. It takes us to reach out to other people. And I just wanted to remind people that I'm always saying to people, you're not on your own. You don't have to do this alone. And yet I think that for many people, trying to do things alone is often how they've spent most of their life so far. Yeah. So reaching out, asking for support is quite alien to a lot of people. But I've just really found from running group coaching that people, especially women, absolutely thrive by feeling held and supported and seen by other people that are on a similar journey to them. So, it absolutely takes, but I think it takes a village generally in life, not just in parenting, but we all need each other. We all need to remember that we're not alone, and to find ways of being able to connect and share with each other, you know, share the things that we feel ashamed of, share the things that we feel like we wish no one really knew about us. But it's only when we share those things that we actually build real connections with other people as well.
I agree. I have experienced the same thing in my own journey as an educator and a family life coach. And the power of the group is magnificent. So in our private membership group, it's called The Bonfire. We actually just opened and closed the doors, right? Like this is 2 days after that our last launch, where we welcomed 52 new families from all over the world. I know, it's so exciting. We now have 10 countries, Jen. It's like the coolest thing ever. We have some awesome parents in the UK over there by you.
Oh, amazing.
Yes. But it really is so true about the power of community. So we find that once these families get into the group, so first they go through our educational course, the foundations course, and then they come in, they're able to ask questions, they get to sit beside, you know, virtually, but still you get to sit beside someone who is going through similar things. And also our group is so good about sharing success stories. So you get to see what it looks like to experience that joy of handling it in a responsive way and seeing like the benefits or seeing the rewards, you know, of the closeness of the relationship or the child actually learning the self-control. And it's just so encouraging. And I've even recently started to play around with, so in our group, we'll have contests each month to learn what we apply in our lessons. And I now give out hot seat coaching as a prize and Amazing. Even one-on-one coaching as a prize. And because I don't do privates anymore, I stopped doing privates a few years ago because I believe yeah. so much in the power of the group, right?
Yeah.
And so now whenever we do a hot seat with a winner, we actually stream into the group because I know for me in my own journey, when I started to get deep into life coaching work and go through some courses that really helped me shed some limiting beliefs and heal from a lot of stuff, it was always in a group environment. And there's so much shame reduction, right? Like when you say it out loud and you're
Absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah. no one just walked out. Like everyone's yeah. still sitting here. And not only yeah. are they still sitting here, they're like, oh my gosh, thank you for sharing. I felt like I was the only one. And then like, yeah. not only does the shame melt away, but now you have connection and belonging, which we know drives like great human behavior. And yeah. it's just magnificent. But I know people in the beginning, they're like, wait, I don't know if I want to be part of a group. I just want to get on a private call with you. And I'm like, trust me, yeah. you got to trust me, dude.
yeah, I really get that.
I have one more important thing that I wanted to be sure to communicate to you today. For all of you who are interested in grabbing our free Compassionate Discipline Learning Bundle, but also just haven't taken action yet to do so, I want to share a quick note I got from a parent who downloaded the free bundle and attended the workshop last week and is already feeling so much better in their heart and their home. She DM'd me on Instagram saying this, I've used the pause button, which is one of the concepts I teach in this bundle and in the workshop as part of the most important element of compassionate discipline in our homes. But she says, I've used the pause button. And honestly, when I woke up this morning, my anxiety, which has been through the roof lately, felt manageable thanks to your workshop. It's only been a half a day so far, but I can honestly say it's been a good day when my husband asked tonight. I will be watching your replay again tonight and looking into the Fresh Start experience. Thank you for sharing this gift. So look, I know so many of you who are struggling to feel joy when your day is filled with hand-me-down punishment tactics. I want you to get the support you deserve. I want you, like Hoa, that's that sweet mama's name who shared that message with me. I want you to look at your spouse when they get home after a long day and they ask you, hey, honey, how was your day? And I want you to be able to look at them and say, good, it was really good. I want you to learn how to soothe your own anxiety and stressed nervous system simply by teaching your kids important life lessons with grace and dignity and connection and firm kindness. So don't wait another day to quick start your learning and shift out of a punishment mindset into a compassionate discipline one, okay? Just head to Instagram, I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and DM me the word shift, and I'll personally send you the link in a private message to download the free bundle, or just head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline.
As you just shared that, I just had a memory myself of, as you said, and I'm so glad you shared that because you just made me realize that so much of my really deep healing happened within a group, and I'd absolutely forgotten that that was the case. I remember once sharing something that I felt it was so difficult to share, and just looking up and seeing every single person in that room telling me that they felt no differently about me, that they didn't, you know, that there was no judgment. And I just burst into tears because that's exactly what we're all afraid of, that we're going to be judged by other people. And that's the one main reason that I find why people wouldn't want to join a coaching group. So it is super powerful to see that actually nobody's judging me. So much healing comes from that. Yeah.
So good. Okay. Talk to us about how sensitive children are sensitive to their parents' emotion. This one, I feel like we could have had like a full hour long discussion around because it's so fascinating. fascinating. I always say that, like, you don't even have to be doing anything. Your kids can feel it if you're stressed, if you are sad, if you are scared, which is good. Like, those emotions are healthy human emotions, but there's no hiding anything from our kids. And they're like, they're like little sponges and mirrors. Mirrors absolutely. And sponges.
Absolutely. Yeah. One parent said to me last year, she feels like her son's like a little detective. So once she realized, like, actually he's going to be, it's like he sees everything and feels everything. At first she was like, oh my gosh, like, I feel like he's this little detective, like he's picking up on everything and seeing everything. But I think it's really important for parents to know this, because, and I'll tell you why, because if you are a parent who is feeling empty, you know, you've got a lot on your plate, you're feeling anxious yourself, you've got things on your mind, so many people try to hide that from their children, and, you know, plaster a smile on. Or if they don't do that, it comes out in anger. So it goes one way or the other. It either comes out in anger, or you're trying to almost like pretend that you don't have things going on. And I just know from personal experience that so often throughout my childhood and my adulthood, early adulthood, I would sense things about my parents and my teachers, and then also about, like, then when I went into adulthood, I would sense things about my partners or friends, and I would pick up, I could just feel it. Like, I could just feel how they were feeling. And in so many cases, the other person would deny how they felt or tell me that they were fine. And the message that I took from that was that I was wrong, and I learned to not trust my own intuition, and trust what I was picking up. So this is really important, because children, if you don't help your child, so if you don't share how you're feeling, and I'll talk about how that looks in a minute, because I'm definitely not advocating for, you know, tell your child everything, because I believe it's not their place to hear all of your stuff anyway. There are definitely better places that you can go to get your support for that. But if you don't share it, they're picking up on it, and they're going to learn to doubt their own intuition, and they're going to push that down and stuff those feelings down. And also children fill in the blanks. So if we don't explain how we're feeling, or give them a reason if we don't explain how we're feeling, children will fill in the blanks, and they will most often make it mean something about them. So if you're feeling angry or you're feeling tired, and maybe it's just a bit hard to be present with your child today, for example, they are going to interpret that to mean that my mum or my dad doesn't love me, I'm not important, and they'll make it mean something about them. So one way that you can get around that and help your child to see what's really happening and see the truth is just by really gently sharing. So, for example, you could say something like, you know, sweetheart, I'm just feeling really tired today. I didn't sleep too well last night. If today it looks like I'm not always listening as well as I usually do, or if today it looks like I'm feeling a little bit sad or a little bit tired, it's nothing to do with you. It absolutely has nothing to do with you. And tonight I'm just going to get an early night, and I will be back tomorrow, you know, feeling so much better. I'll be right back with you. And what that does is it teaches your child, oh, okay, phew, it's nothing to do with me. Mum's just tired. But it also models to your child. It goes back to our earlier conversation. You're then modeling to your child self-care. So So you're not denying your feelings. You're not trying to just keep pushing on. You're saying, do you know what? Today I'm tired. And this is what I do when I'm tired. I'm going to go make a cup of tea, or I'm going to go and lay on the sofa for 10 minutes and then I'll be right back with you. Or tonight I'm going to get an early night. So through sharing that, your child learns, oh, phew, this is nothing to do with me. I could sense that mum wasn't feeling good today anyway. So now I'm really glad she's told me, because now this makes sense. What I'm feeling now makes sense. And it's so important for highly sensitive children that they realize that they can trust their feelings, because being sensitive, it's you're very perceptive. You pick up on other people's emotions and energy. So to have a parent that says, yeah, you're right, like what you're sensing is right, that's so powerful that a sensitive child gets taught that. As I say, they're also learning self-care from you as well, because you're modeling that to them.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. I've come over the years to realize that I'm pretty sure I'm an empath. And again, I'm not an expert on that, but I need to find an expert to be on the show because I want to learn more about it. But I can pick up, like you said, from a very young age, I can pick up so well on other people's emotions. I feel very, very deeply. And that's the same with Stella, my daughter, and really my son too, but especially my Stella, who was very, so she's 13 now. I found this work when she was 3 and I was in the super pits of parenting. She was the epitome of the sensitive child. I mean, like everything from fabrics to tags to cuts, like to emotions, to transitions, like everything. I was like, what is literally happening? I was miserable for a while until I found positive parenting and started to learn a different way and how to change my mindset, all this good stuff. But Terry and I always could feel it in her too. And she's always picked up on my emotions so much. And I've had to really learn, thank God she's presented me with the opportunity to get rid of the I'm fine. I'm fine language. Yeah. It's one of my go-tos. I don't know like where I learned it, but, and my husband and I have been together for almost 26 years now. And it showed up with him too. And it's such BS because I'm not fine. I'm just feeling an emotion. So I've had to change that to be like, hey, I'm feeling like anger is the big one that my daughter hates the most. And now she's 13 and I'm just enjoying the mentorship for her to help her, and also me cleaning it up to say to her, hey, I feel angry right now. I wanted bedtime to be peaceful. You and your brother started bickering. You got into an argument, whatever it is, like anger is a beautiful emotion that often exposes, like it shines the light on something that needs to change, right? Like, oh, yeah. I see. Yes. Yeah. And so I love teaching her like, hey, I feel angry right now and everything's okay. You're safe. I'm safe. It's not that I'm angry at you. I feel angry about what happened, and you better believe that tomorrow I'm going to create a way after I've had a full night's rest. We'll learn from this. We'll create a new plan of action. We'll do some peaceful conflict resolution. We'll figure out a way for you guys not to fight over the toothbrush again, in the bathroom, whatever it is. But that's been huge for me to change my language from I'm fine to I feel whatever I'm feeling and it's okay. Everyone's safe. Or if it's like I'm feeling scared that you guys are going to hurt each other, then everyone's not safe. So I need you to take immediate action. But the feeling is I'm scared, not that it's like, panic. Mom's going to freak out. But I know I'm highly sensitive too. Like everything in life, like whether it's the sun beating down on my face or sounds or emotions or highs and lows. And so I think the more we can feel those feelings and not hide them or think that they are a flaw, but just know you're definitely a normal human if throughout your day you've felt happy, mad, sad, hurt, and scared all in one day, because that's the wholeness of life, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. Being sensitive is a wonderful thing. It can be really tricky and difficult when you don't understand how you're feeling and you don't have these tools. But I agree. As you start to learn how and you get these resources and have these tools, then it's wonderful to be able to share how you feel, because this world needs it. Wouldn't you agree? Like, yeah. This world needs more of that. So I think if we can build these highly sensitive kids up, if we can support highly sensitive parents as well, then we're just going to have more people in this world that are talking about how they feel, and they're feeling good with those feelings, and they can express them. And I think that can then be a great model for everyone else in the world to copy from, because I just think that's how we get to all connect, when we actually just like drop the "I'm fine" and actually just say, "Hey, I'm actually not fine right now. This is how I'm feeling." Wouldn't it be amazing? Like, if that's what I'm working towards, like, I see that as a vision, like, for everyone in the world to be able to, yeah, be able to do that, and how much more connected and happier everyone would feel.
Yes, and to know it's okay to not be fine. It's like, just 2 nights ago in the cul-de-sac, we live on a block here in Southern California with a gazillion young families. It's the most amazing block, but we probably have 20 kids between the ages of like 6 months and, you know, Stella's the oldest now, basically at 13. But yeah. Just the other day, I was supporting a beautiful mom who's a neighbor, and she was so beside, like, kind of, you know, just really upset that her little boy cries a lot. Like, he gets to the point where he cries a lot, and she was really having trouble moving out of the mindset that it's a problem, it needs to be fixed. Like, he can't just go around crying all the time. And then his dad came in, and, you know, we were joking, but he was not joking. And he said, yeah, we need to toughen him up, and he needs to know that he can't be the sissy of the neighborhood. And my heart just melted. And I ended up, you know, going home. I sent her a few podcast episodes we've done that I thought would help her. But yeah, that's, you know, it breaks your heart, because you only know what you know. Right. And, back to the beginning of this podcast, like, they're exceptional parents, and they've just never learned a different way. They've never learned the strength of a sensitive man, that you can feel. Like, it's not some sensitive boys feel emotions. It's like all men, all humans, they feel emotions, and some feel it in a deeper capacity. Like, I know, again, with Stella, she feel like her highs are high and her lows are low, and she's we've come to embrace that. It's beautiful. It's just part of her incredible design by God. And those stories, you know, it's like, sensitive boys are great, sensitive girls are great. If we can all learn how to support them, how to be together, it's just being a human being. So
absolutely.
So good. Well, Jen, thank you so much. Gosh, you have shared so much beautiful wisdom today. Will you tell listeners where they can find you? I know you're very active on Instagram. You're so much fun to follow over there, but what do you got going on? Where can they find you? Where can they learn more about the beautiful work you're doing in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Instagram is so fun. I love spending a lot of my time over there. So you can find me at The Highly Sensitive Child on Instagram. You can also find me on my website, which is www.sensitivechild.co.uk. And there's a ton of resources on there. I have an ebook packed with 43 phrases so that you can start to learn actual language, which I've learned is so important, that we have the language in those moments. With children. So that's like a really simple way that you can start to learn with me. And as I mentioned earlier, I also have my coaching group, and I'm running a workshop called The Calm Child, and that's going to happen 3 times a year, possibly 4 times a year. So we've got one coming up next month, and then we'll have one in the summer. So perhaps when this podcast goes out live, there's likely to be one round about that time as well. So I'd love to invite everybody to come along there, and if you'd like some help with your child, your highly sensitive child.
That's phenomenal. And we will make sure we put all of those links in our show notes page. Jen, thank you again for being here. Thank you for being a light spreader in the world. We appreciate you, and it's been so fun chatting.
Oh, you too. Thanks, Wendy.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start Family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.